didn't we go?
That's why it's in South Dakota.
Why didn't we go?
Because it's a...
Why didn't we ride our hogs up there?
Because you read the card
Me,
already.
You, Mike Ingalls, could have all rode our hogs up there.
You read the card. You know why we didn't spend $1.99 in gas to go up there.
We could have rode our hogs up there.
We could have. I could have rode a live hog up
there. An actual hog is what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about Kim.
Tony Ferguson defeats Lando Venata with a D'Arce. That's the co-main event. Tony Ferguson, who I'm not sure if I should take serious or not yet, but he seems... He's aggressive as shit.
He's a caricature of a fighter.
The main event is John Lineker defeated Michael McDonald, round one, 243. Okay, so the next card, just ignore if I get emotional. This next card is UFC Fight Night Chicago.
Oh, you went to this. You paid money for
Darren
this.
Elkins, the ugliest man in MMA. Google him.
Uglier than fucking Crash Miller.
So Darren Elkins defeated Godofredo Pepe by decision. Eddie Wineland defeated Frankie Saenz. TKO, minute 54. The main card, and remember, we paid to go here.
On purpose.
The main card, Felice Herring defeated Kaylin Curran. Submission, rear naked choke. Francis Ngannou, do you remember that guy? Big fucking Nigerian dude. No talent, but like on Joe Rogan's podcast, he's like, I want to see what he does against a star. Do ya? Okay, do ya? He defeated a Bojan Mikjolovic, who, dude, he had... Dude, if he's in the UFC, you might as well be right now. Fucking, he came out, and I don't know if you caught it on TV, probably not. Sweet dreams are made of these.
You know what?
Not the Marilyn Manson.
No. I did, in fact, watch that come up, and I, in my chair, said, who in the fuck is this guy?
He lost, it was first round, minute 34. And that's when I was looking over at Count Cocula going, oh, my God, we just sat in traffic for 2 hours. Barboza, who we saw, beat Gilbert Melendez.
I mean, Gilbert Melendez is hard to stop. And he makes adjustments in fights to make the fight close. He doesn't make adjustments in fights to help him win fights, though. If he can't beat you in the first round, he's going to lose the decision to almost everybody.
He's a good, solid, talented guy, but he's not ever going to be the best. Ever.
He sets a plan for round one, and he stays there until the last second.
And that's been forever. That's been his fighting since he moved up to like...
Here's what I'm going to do. Stop me.
Because even like Elite XC or Strike Force or whatever he was in, he's been the same guy. He's good. But he's like top.
His boxing is good. His takedown defense is good. He's not a jitsu guy, but he's going to control the fight by not letting you take him down.
Valentina Shevchenko defeats Holly Holm. Unanimous decision. This was after the fifth round. And I even looked at the Mormon. I go, are we staying here for this? Because I'm good to walk. I don't like women's fighting, so I'm good to walk.
Now, Holly Holm has put forth a definite case for the fact that if she can't knock you out, she can't win.
And that's if you run into her shit, though.
Well, right. You have to not be able to defend a punch or a kick. You have to not fall for her feints. Because she will feint a punch and throw a kick. And she will throw middle kick, middle kick, middle kick, upper kick. But... you have to watch that. Guess what? She's a kickboxer. It's what she does. She's a Muay Thai fighter. She's going to throw elbows. She's going to try to clinch you up and knee you. If you know what to not do, she seems like a puzzle that's easily solved.
After that, UFC 201, which we're just going to burn through because I didn't watch it. Eric Perez defeats Francisco Garcia. Decision. Jake Ellenberger defeats Matt Brown, and they said it's a TKO, kick to the body, and punches. So Matt Brown lost to Wonder Boy and then just lost to Ellenberger. That's rough.
Welcome to your 30s.
No, Oh shit! I've never been a big Mac Brown guy though. So
I liked him right after the Ultimate Fighter because he seemed like a real guy, like somebody you would meet that you would know from your local bar or whatever that was fighting and said, "Fuck it, I don't care, I'm gonna fight this guy." But he had his time. His time passed him.
Carolina, who the fuck knows, defeats Rose Namajunas. Decision. That was the co-main event. That's why we didn't watch it.
Rose Namajunas is a good fighter for that division.
She beat the fuck out of Paige VanZant.
Oh.
The yeah. fuck.
You know why? Because she didn't stand in Paige VanZant's range and eat kicks until Paige's legs got sore.
Main event, Tyrone Woodley defeats Robbie Lawler, who had the belt for a while, 212.
Tyrone Woodley was way too athletic for Robbie Lawler at that stage. Robbie Lawler looked sluggish. Out of that entire card, that's the only fight I remember. I remember halfway through that saying, thank God I didn't go to Chicago with those guys.
No, that was in Atlanta. That was
whatever.
Holm was the main event in Chicago.
Thank God I didn't go to that one.
Okay, first of all, I got a little bone to pick. If you don't think I would rather have had Woodley versus Lawler over Holm
versus and
Putin's cousin, fuck man.
Now if it'd been Putin.
Just Putin?
I would have watched that. Putin versus Holm. I think Putin would have knocked him out with his vagina. It's Gladine. Say, you're listening to the cesspool. Where my chick at, you fat motherfucker?
Fat man on fights, what's your question?
Hey, yeah, I just wondered, who's your favorite fighter?
Well, right now, my favorite fighter has got to be John Jones. I hate to say it, because really he's more known for his marijuana and pregnant women running down use than he is for actual fighting. The last fight he had was terrible. If the other guy hadn't broken an arm trying to block a kick, he probably would have lost.
UFC Fight Night, Rodriguez versus Cazares from Salt Lake City, if I remember right. The prelims. Justin Ledette, he defeats Chad Sherman. Two unknowns. And then Cub Swanson defeats Tetsuya Kawajiri.
I thought Cub Swanson was tending bar.
Well, I was actually, since I'm a pride guy, I was rooting for Kawajiri. Kawajiri had a good first round and then kind of faded a little bit. But the actual prelim is Teruto Ishihara defeated Horacio Gutierrez.
Two guys, I can't pronounce their name.
David Tamer defeats Jason Novelli. These were all TKO punches pretty early. Heavyweight Marcin Tybura defeats Victor Pesta. Head kick, second round. Welterweight Court McGee defeats Dominic Steele.
Predictable.
Decision. Dominic Steele, just real quick, we saw him get his ass kicked at UFC 197 by Hot Chocolate Danny Roberts. So he's on a losing streak right now.
Court McGee is one of those fighters that fights to draws.
I don't like Court McGee.
He fights to decisions, I mean.
I don't like him.
He doesn't try to finish anyone.
Just another Ultimate Fighter guy. He chained with Chuck Liddell for a little bit. When he's on the screen,
Dude, Chuck Liddell is like the worst, best guy who ever fought.
Charles Liddell, dude.
Whatever.
I was never a fan of Chuck Liddell.
No.
Just because I was like, man, this motherfucker doesn't guard his face.
I did like it when he fought Tito Ortiz, because I hoped there was a chance that they would both kill each other in the ring.
Yeah, those two guys, and they were in the hotbed. When they were actually helped make MMA what it is.
The Huntington Beach bad boy.
I probably bought it, so I can't talk too much shit, but I think there was like UFC 47 or something.
I don't know. It was one of those two-digit ones that I may or may not have seen.
Oh, I was all in, man.
See, my problem was that I had a wife and kids that prohibited me from watching anything good. I had to watch reruns of Cheers.
Trevor Smith defeated Joe Gigliotti.
Don't know him.
After that, Santiago Ponzinibbio defeated Zach Cummings. Talis Latis defeats Chris Camozzi. Submission, little rear naked.
Chris Camozzi, please.
I don't know how he keeps getting on shows, man.
He blows Dana.
Dennis Bermudez defeats Hani Jason, and that's the guy that he was in the Ultimate Fighter Brazil, wore the mask and shit. I don't give a fuck.
I don't like either of them.
There's the decision. And then a guy we've seen live, Yair Rodriguez, defeated Alex Bruce Leroy Cazares. And what has to be the most laughable fucking main event that they've had lately, even with the women. Like, this was stupid as fuck.
I mean, I would rather have seen Holm Shevchenko than Alex Caceres.
So now you're just
Alex Caceres
hurling darts at
Milo. He's a joke, dude. He's a joke.
His record sucks.
Black Leroy is done. He's deader than Bruce Lee.
How many times does he have to lose just to fuck off?
I don't get it. And he's in a division that's talent rich. How does he get fights?
No, I don't know. You know, he fought Faber. I don't know if it was last fight, two fights, whatever.
But Faber beat him.
Yeah.
Everybody beats him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen beat anybody who's got more than three vowels in their name.
I don't know who keeps booking him.
Yeah, you do. It's that it's
Joe
one
Silva.
Dude. I can't think of his stupid name, that even though you told me. That Mark Schlereth lookalike.
Colby Covington defeats Max Griffin. I didn't watch it. Lorenz Larkin defeats Neil Magny. Cody Garbrandt defeats Takeya Mizugaki, 48
Cody
seconds.
Cody Garbrandt should quit.
Tim Means, who you said went to prison.
Tim Means, he gave himself up to prison to beat his addictions. He was addicted to drugs. He couldn't beat it any other way. So he went to prison, got himself clean, and came out, and he put on a performance. That performance, I remember. That dude showed up with a chip on his shoulder and something to prove. And he went out there and handled his business.
TKO round two, 256.
Right. And he could have got him in the first round if he hadn't been tentative.
Mike Perry, who's a douche, defeated Hoon Guy Lim, first round, 338. That was that guy that thought he was really cool versus the Asian guy?
Yeah.
The Asian guy, he got dropped him like three times. After that, Donald Cerrone defeated Rick Story, round two, 202. Okay, listen, and I'm not going to hate, because people probably that listen to this podcast think I hate on people under 185. My favorite fighter that's little, Donald Cerrone.
Donald Cerrone.
I don't care if he wins, loses, whatever.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter what weight he fights. It doesn't matter how he does in the fight. That dude leaves it in the ring. That dude fights with a sense of urgency in round one. He's trying to stop you from defeating him. I've never seen him in the years that I've watched Donald Cerrone. I've never seen him hold on for a victory. If he's got you, if he's on his back and you're on top of him, he's throwing the leg up. He's going to try to threaten you with his guard. And he's got the submissions to back up that's a good deal. He is the best fighter to me under 145 pounds. And he's fighting 155 now?
No, this is 170.
170. You know why Conor McGregor didn't fight him? Because that guy would kill Conor McGregor.
And what's funny is he's called Conor McGregor out like 10 times.
Conor McGregor doesn't want none of that.
No, he's going to pick who he thinks he can beat. That's what's fucked up is like...
And guess what? I think if he calls out Donald Cerrone, Donald Cerrone will drop to 155 to fight him.
Here's the funny part. Donald Cerrone, he's fought at 155 and 145, right?
He just moved up to 170 like two fights ago.
We don't get to hear how big of a fucking warrior he is for doing it in any fight, all that shit, right?
When Conor McGregor was going to fight Dos Anjos, Cerrone was on that panel and said, bring your punk ass to 155 and I'll knock your goddamn head off.
Yeah, never.
And guess what? Nobody wants Donald Cerrone in there with Conor McGregor because there's too much money to lose.
That's fucking sad, though. Because Cerrone has money written all over him. They said, like, he has, like, slutty hot chicks follow him. And when we left Vegas, I don't know if you saw it because we were kind of broken up after we left. He had a ton of people around him. Cerrone's a star, dude.
Cerrone is the real deal. Cerrone, to me, is a fighter. Cerrone, when he's not fighting, is fucking ski surfing. Or he drinks like a fucking fish. He plays poker. He is challenging himself every day at something. If it's not, that he plays poker for big money. You know why? Because he can afford to, and he wants the challenge. Donald Cerrone, I believe, wants to be a better version of himself on a daily basis. Conor McGregor wants to be a bigger paycheck on a daily basis. It's not the same thing.
Anthony Johnson defeated Glover Teixeira in 13 seconds. That was my
main event. That was awesome.
That was my main event, though. I was there in Chicago to see that. It didn't happen. They pushed it to this. And John will know because he's sitting right the fuck by me. That's the fight I go, this isn't getting out of the first round.
No.
It's not.
There's no way.
These guys are fucking men, guys. I mean, I hate to tell you that if your fucking bullshit dad that's 5'6", fucked your bullshit mom that's 5'2", and you're not big but you think you're talented, I'm sorry, pal. With no guns, weapons, or whatever. Getting your fucking ass kicked, dude. Main event of 202, we saw a stoner fight the Notre Dame Fighting Irish mascot. Everyone is saying that's fight of the year. That's the new modern day Ollie Frazier. Man, I didn't fucking see it like that. I just didn't see it like that. I am not trying to be a hater because I am A, not a Nate Diaz fan. I am B, not a Conor McGregor fan. But the first match, John knows. I said, oh, Nate Diaz can beat this fucking douche.
And I think I concurred. Nate Diaz was too big. He was fighting at 145. He was fighting at 147 against 170. Nate Diaz was 4 inches taller than him and tons bigger.
Anorexic is anorexic. I don't give a fuck about these guys, dude. And, okay, so when... Okay, this match particular. Did you see me paying attention when I was beside you?
Not overly.
No, I didn't give a fuck. Dude, these guys flailing at each other, running away from each other, showing no skill at all, does not exactly get me fucking fired up. All right,
the first round, there were skills shown on both sides. Second round... It was close. I gave the first round to Conor McGregor.
Probably
10-8. Probably at least 10-9, but maybe a 10-8. Second round, Nate Diaz 10-9s him barely because he took him down the second round, wore him out, got him starting to run. Third round, Nate Diaz ran like a bitch on a bicycle and should have lost 10-8. So then the fourth round,
McGregor won that.
McGregor won the fourth round. So then it's two rounds to two rounds, a 10-8 to a 10-8. So it's a tie bout.
And that's fifth round, depending on what you like.
It could have gone either way.
So then McGregor starts celebrating a majority decision, close as fuck.
Right.
Man, fuck this shit.
How can you call a majority, was it a majority, a unanimous decision?
Majority decision. Yep. So someone had it for...
It wasn't a unanimous
majority decision. 48-47, 47-47, 48-47.
Yeah, so two people had him win and one had a draw. That's revenge for getting tapped out.
No, it's not. It's not.
That's and why here's you the got thing. Four more.
Okay, so like, let's say second or third round. I will. This is just me trying to remember. You said, oh, it's going to be a third fight, right? Because Nate Diaz, when he had him hurt, didn't care.
He didn't try to finish. He slapped at him and backed away.
And then when he had him down, didn't care.
He didn't. He tried zero submissions.
It's fucking wild that UFC has come to this.
Money. It's about, Nate Diaz called it, he'd much rather have a big money fight than a title fight. Because all a title fight gets him is, he gets to pick who he fights to win money. But he doesn't win as much money as the money, the fight that UFC wants him to fight, because they'll pay him more to do it.
Okay, if you're Nate Diaz, you can fight at 55, 70, and 85. The 55 champ.
Dos Anjos.
No, no, it's Eddie Alvarez now.
Oh, okay.
So does Nate Diaz beat Eddie Alvarez?
No.
He doesn't. The 70 champ, does he beat Woodley?
No.
No. 85, Bisping, because he sucks balls? No. Maybe. But probably not. Probably not. So because he fights fucking McGregor. And what's funny is because they go, well, if McGregor, since he won this, he's either going to defend his title against Aldo or fight Eddie Alvarez.
What Dana's exact words were, before he fights at any other weight, he has to defend his title or relinquish it.
Okay, last question. What's next for you? Not looking at it through UFC eyes. What's next for Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor is going to be forced to go back and fight in his division, Aldo, defeat his belt. He is either going to fight Jose Aldo, which I think he loses because Jose Aldo opens up with a flurry of leg kicks that makes Conor McGregor not be able to stride off his front leg. And then that sets up a third fight with Jose Aldo for big money. And then he moves up to fight 155 to fight Dos Anjos and or Nate Diaz.
No, it'd be Alvarez. Dos Anjos is done.
Well, he's going to fight Nate Diaz before he fights Alvarez.
Yeah.
There's too much money. There's $10 million on the table.
So you think next for Diaz is just wait?
He's got to fight Jose Aldo.
Nate Diaz?
Oh, Nate Diaz? Nate Diaz is going to...
Just waits?
He's going to cut weight slow.
He just waits.
Yeah. Smokes weed and waits. Dude, I am lit like a Christmas tree.